there are reverse mortgage calculators, but then there are reverse mortgage point of sale solutions. Lenderful Solutions helps you get more loans, retain more customers, and even make online applications a reality. To learn more, visit LenderfulSolutions.com. Six questions to ask before getting a reverse mortgage. Yet another potentially misleading reverse mortgage foreclosure story. And the nation's largest mortgage lender shutters their mortgage origination platform. These are your top reverse mortgage news stories for the week of March 11th. You're listening to Heckam World Weekly, the nation's only weekly podcast bringing you reverse mortgage related news for you, the mortgage professional. Six financial experts from Kiplinger's Advisor Collective shed some light on the pros and cons of reverse mortgages and some critical questions one should ask themselves before they decide to take on the loan. The first is, what are viable alternatives to a reverse? A reverse mortgage is just one potential tool that can be used to solve a specific problem or achieve a unique goal. It may or may not be a good fit for you. Instead of getting trapped evaluating the viability of a reverse mortgage in isolation, challenge yourself and your financial advisor to uncover three additional solutions to analyze and consider. From there, you can review the pros and cons of each option and make an educated and informed decision that best matches your needs and goals, said Taylor Schulte of Define Financial. The next question is, can I afford the high fees and the risk to my family? The fees associated with these mortgages, well, the family could potentially see no money from the home upon your death, and will they need it? If the answer to the first question is no and the second is yes, then be very careful before going down this path. Reverse mortgages can tempt one to have the benefits and the upfront fees, but ultimately it has to be paid back, says Andrew Schrag of Money Crashers LLC. The third question from Kiplinger's group of financial advisors is, the home right for aging in place? Everyone wants to age in place, but before determining if a reverse mortgage is an appropriate option, it is important to think about whether this is the right house for aging in place. A reverse mortgage or a home equity conversion mortgage can help individuals and couples use their home to stay in place, but it's important to consider other factors such as maintenance and upkeep, says Margarita Chang of Blue Ocean Global Wealth. The fourth question comes from Mario Hernandez of Longevity Wealth Management. Do I need help paying for long-term care and other expenses? Do I have the significant assets during retirement to pay for expenses such as long-term care? If someone answers no to this question, then it tells me the person does not feel secure about their resources and being able to handle a significant expense. In most cases where someone does not have sufficient assets, the best solution could be using the equity in their home through a reverse mortgage. The fifth question, do I want my home to go to my kids or grandkids? This comes from Greg Wellborn of First Financial Consulting. One important question to ask yourself is, how important is it that your house eventually goes to your kids or grandkids? If you want them to keep the house or much of its value, then be very careful to accurately assess how much of your equity the reverse mortgage may consume and include interest expenses in this calculation. Establish a maximum and do not borrow beyond that point. And the sixth question comes from Bob Chitterthorne of Wealth Planning by Bob Chitterthorne of Simplified Wealth Management. And it's, can I actually explain what a reverse mortgage is? One great question to ask yourself to determine if a reverse mortgage is right for you is if you can actually explain what a reverse mortgage is to someone who doesn't know and actually have it make sense to them. If you can't do that, well, then it's probably not right for you. You need to fully understand it before knowing if it's right for you or not. Excellent points. And I think overall these contributors were very fair-minded and did not disparage the reverse mortgage. And they rightly said to look at all your options. And the next column I came across comes from the Atlantic Black Star, and it's entitled Reverse Mortgage Loan Battle, Community Stepping Up to Help 80-Year-Old Civil Rights Activist in Jeopardy of Losing His Longtime Home. So I read on, and what I found is that the column could be potentially misleading those that are considering a reverse mortgage in the future. In part, the column says a Florida nonprofit group has announced they're helping an 80-year-old civil rights activist who is at risk of losing his longtime home. Arthur Johnson, 80, owns an aluminum-sided two-bedroom home in Riverside, a neighborhood in Jacksonville, and he has long-term ties to the area stemming from his early childhood. But now his home, which he purchased in 1986, is in jeopardy because of financial struggles. The Jacksonville Area Legal Aid, or JALA, said in a news release Johnson has not been able to work while dealing with his prostate cancer and other health issues, and his troubles began when he took out a reverse mortgage, they claim, accepting $24,000. But he landed in hot water because he was only getting about $941 in monthly Social Security benefits and was struggling to repair his home. Unable to get insurance, he defaulted on his reverse mortgage. After fighting to hold on to his home for 12 years, he ended up owing a total of $140,000 to pay off the mortgage, said the Jacksonville Area Legal Aid. Now, according to the law firm, reverse mortgages could be risky due to potential changes in the loan requirements. But I should note, there are no changes to the loan requirements once the loan has been funded and closed. Johnson then added this himself. It's a good program, referring to the reverse mortgage, but you have to stay on top of the responsibility to pay your taxes and insurance. As you get older, you're not going to be able to keep up with that. Attorney Lynn Drysdale, a housing counselor, and Marissa Vetter have been helping Johnson with this case to prevent foreclosure. Vetter obtained a grant to reduce his balance and minimize his payments, according to the news release, and they're optimistic that if everything works out, this could temporarily save his property. While the column does rightly mention the fact that you have to keep up on your property taxes and insurance to prevent foreclosure, where it's misleading is that it buries this most salient point, buries the lead. And this can unintentionally mislead those that read the column who may have once considered a reverse mortgage. Those that are deemed at risk of future non-payment of property taxes or property charges now are required to have a lifetime expectancy set aside, or LESA, which places the projected future premiums and tax installments in a separate account based on the borrower's life expectancy, something that the column should have included. Incomplete reporting on the relevant facts of reverse mortgages can unwittingly harm older homeowners who could have substantially improved their quality of life but avoided the loan because of columns such as this. It should be also noted that if this reverse mortgage was originated prior to 2015, it's likely that there was no lifetime expectancy set aside or financial assessment required at the time, which may have contributed to this issue. That said, we do empathize with Mr. Johnson's predicament and do pray a solution is found so he can remain in his home. And in our final story of the week, the nation's largest mortgage lender has shuttered their mortgage origination platform. We'll get into the details here, but Rocket Companies, the parent company of Rocket Mortgage, will soon shutter their Rocket Pro Originate. Now, this is a very unique mortgage origination platform designed for real estate agents, insurance agents, tax professionals, and other financial pros who are also licensed to originate mortgages. To be honest, I never heard of it, but this could have a big impact in the mortgage industry in general. The platform did thrive during the refi boom, which will cease operations this summer. Rocket Pro Originate is no longer based on current volume of business that exists and will be phased out by the end of June. Impacted originators, real estate and insurance pros, and other financial professionals must submit new mortgage applications by March 29th, and loans in progress must be closed by June 28th, 2024. The email notification informed those affected that while their license would not be revoked, Rocket would discontinue their sponsorship. That would require them to seek an alternative sponsorship to continue mortgage origination activities. The exact number of those impacted was not disclosed. The notice says in part, if you do have a client in process after March 29th, your license will continue to be sponsored by Rocket Mortgage until the loan closes on or by June 28th, whichever comes first. If you do not have a client in process with Rocket Mortgage after March 29th, your license will no longer be sponsored within 4 weeks of that date. The company did confirm the closure of the platform, which has no connection to Rocket Pro TPO, the third-party origination channel. It's not immediately clear just how many originators will be impacted by the shuttering of Rocket Pro. In a statement to Housing Wire, a Rocket spokesperson said the company will be focusing their efforts on third-party originations on mortgage brokers, which already make up the bulk of their business. As we continue to evaluate our business and more precisely focus on the areas of growth for Rocket Mortgage, we made the decision to wind down our relationship with insurance agents, financial advisors, tax professionals, and real estate agents who have been originating mortgages on our behalf. With a narrower focus, Rocket will concentrate on providing the technology needed to accelerate home ownership across the country and provide a breakthrough tools which are essential to mortgage brokers assisting those in their community. While this is a unique platform, it does come from the nation's largest mortgage lender, and it could be a harbinger of more changes to come in the mortgage industry at large, which could result in further credit tightening for future mortgage applicants. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Heckam World Weekly, the nation's only weekly podcast bringing you reverse mortgage-related news for you, the mortgage professional. Be sure to go to our website, heckamworld.com, HECMworld.com. There you can find reverse mortgage news, commentary, and any breaking news related to reverse mortgages, especially for those of you that are getting into the reverse mortgage marketplace. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to return next week for more reverse mortgage news on the go.